Well, welcome to Daily Walk, where we talk about some of the practical aspects of the Christian life. Today, I want to talk to you for a few moments about the past. You know, there are many people that I come in contact with throughout the ministry that are troubled by their past. Maybe they've made decisions that have affected them in the present, or they've been condemned or feeling guilty over what they used to be. And they're wondering, how can I get beyond this? How can I go beyond the past? Well, the Apostle Paul writes about that very subject in the book of Philippians chapter 3. Listen to this liberating passage of scripture. He says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." When you look back at the scriptures, in the book of Acts specifically, and you read about the Apostle Paul's life before he was called into the ministry, he was formerly an insolent man. He was a blasphemer. In fact, he held the coats of the men that stoned the first martyr of the church, whose name was Stephen. Paul had a lot to deal with in his past, and yet he came to this place as he continued to walk with the Lord, that he wasn't going to allow the past to affect him in the present. You know, there's something about our past. We can't change it, but we can do something about the present. I can't change the decisions I've made so many years ago, but I can do something about the decisions I'm making now as I'm choosing to walk with the Lord. Somebody said, when the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Listen, friend, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. When you come to Jesus Christ, your past is the past. Your old person is dead and buried, and you are a new creation in Christ. You're alive in the Lord. So I want to encourage you to walk in the freedom that you have. Forget the past and press on, like the Apostle Paul said, reaching forward to those things that God has for you in the future. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Will I walk by faith, even when I cannot see?